From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. According to the polls, the presidential race is close. But the odds are that it's not close in the state where you live. Most state contests are considered lopsided. The Northeast is seen as Democratic country, the South as almost solidly Republican. But in more than a dozen states, the polls and the political pros indicate there will be a real horse race. And it's in those so-called battleground states where much of the campaigning is likely to take place. We've been visiting some of those states this year to get a sense of the political landscape there. Today, Nevada, where local conditions and issues make the presidential race unpredictable.
Nevada is a political battleground state where the battleground is shifting underfoot, literally. Southern Nevada, home to Clark County, which encompasses Las Vegas, is the fastest-growing region of the country. Stand on a street near the city's outer reaches, and on one side you'll see a forbidding, arid desert. On the other side of the street, the same rocky terrain is being transformed. This is to be the urban village near the Green Valley Station Casino. Low-rise residential units over high-end retail stores. There's a row of palm trees that appear to have sprouted magically from the barren soil, but tile installer David Wolverton tells us they were trucked in from parts more fertile.
They've been putting those in for about the last 3 or 4 days. They just put the east side palm trees in today.
A year ago or so, if I'd driven past this area, what would it have looked like?
Basically a barren area that was just open. And that goes for the same thing as greater Las Vegas itself, all over the place.
All this growth attracts construction workers and service workers from Mexico and elsewhere, migrating suburbanites from Southern California. People come in such numbers, Nevada political analyst John Ralston says, the state changes significantly from one election to the next.
People are constantly here talking about the animal known as the new voter because there is such turnover in Nevada. And so you talk about a U.S. senator who's only up once every 6 years, Harry Reid being up this time. A lot of people, this will be the first time they've seen Harry Reid's name on a ballot.
Every 6 years, a new state you're running in, right?
That's essentially what it is. When you talk about, 70,000 people a year moving in, and at least some of them are going to register to vote.
President Bush won Nevada by about 21,000 votes in 2000. Democrat Bill Clinton carried Nevada twice, but that was with Ross Perot running strongly in the state. Democrats figure one way they might win in Nevada this year is by registering new voters. Many of them are legal immigrants from Mexico and Central America who are eligible for citizenship but have been slow to get naturalized.
Okay, number 3, David.
This is a class at the Workers' Citizenship Project, which is supported by Nevada's powerful culinary trades union. The project urges and trains immigrants to become citizens and, by extension, voters.
Present tense.
Larry Luna, a former lounge performer turned English teacher, helps a dozen or so potential voters conjugate verbs and master vocabulary.
Okay, I eat, right?
I
eat. Yesterday I ate, okay, past tense.
The Culinary Union also runs a jobs training program in partnership with the casino hotels, known politely as the hospitality industry. In any given week, we're told, there are 200 jobs to fill in the kitchens and housekeeping departments of Las Vegas hotels. This is a training room, actually a double-wide trailer moored in the parking lot, where there are 3 queen-sized beds made and remade over and over and over again to the specs of the different hotels. There are also night tables to be dusted, carpets to be vacuumed. After a few weeks of training here, you can become a GRA, a guest room attendant, formerly known as a maid, and make $11 an hour with health insurance and a retirement plan. These are union members, and Democrats see them as their hope in November. 21-year-old Cruz Melchor told us she was just entering the job market after several years as a housewife.
Well, this is my second week, so next week I should graduate.
And is there a job out there somewhere?
I'm still not sure. I haven't been looking yet. I want to get my training done so I know properly what to do. So I wanted to show up and not know.
But there is a very good chance that a job awaits her. Go to the Las Vegas where people live and work, as opposed to where people from out of town come to play, and you'll often hear about the American dream. a hotel worker, a maid, a car jockey from valet parking, a cocktail waitress, people with no advanced schooling or specialized skills can make enough money to marry, buy a home and two cars, insure themselves and their children, and join the middle class. Unemployment around here is about 4.5%, well below the national average. Job creation is not a problem. But despite a booming economy, the Democrats in Nevada think they have a good case against George Bush. Among the party faithful, like a small, hardy band of young Democrats who rally at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, anti-Bush sentiment runs deep. Ashante Golar is the Young Dems vice president.
Bush lied to Nevadans. Nevada's going to send a message to him.
When Nevada Democrats talk about President Bush lying, they have in mind one subject very close to home, Yucca Mountain, the site designated by Washington to become the country's first long-term repository for spent nuclear fuel and high-level radioactive waste. It's about 95 miles north of Las Vegas, and while it's not a done deal, many people in Washington figure this is the best place for it. There's no place less populated than the government's Nevada test site, and that's where Yucca Mountain stands. Democrats in Nevada disagree. Rebecca Lamb is executive director of the Nevada State Democratic Party.
This president campaigned in the 2000 election and basically said that he would not move on Yucca Mountain until sound science prevailed. Unfortunately, the science is still not in, yet this president turned around, fast-tracked the Yucca Mountain project.
Rebecca Lamb, who's a political professional, the veteran of two U.S. Senate campaigns in Missouri, says the Kerry campaign should push hard on Yucca Mountain, both as an environmental issue and also as an issue of presidential credibility.
The Democratic delegation will fight Yucca Mountain. Nobody wants thousands of tons of nuclear waste in their backyard. And it's, you know, it's 90 miles out of one of the top tourist attractions in this country.
The Democrats' take on Yucca Mountain is not universally shared by Nevadans. There is a competing sentiment that whatever the merits of placing a nuclear waste repository less than 100 miles from Las Vegas, it's coming. So make the best of it. On the Stewart Ranch in Hyco, Nevada, 90 miles north of Las Vegas and due east of the Nevada test site, ranchers Vaughn Higby and Andy Bailey spoke with us. Higby recalled the days of nuclear tests back in the 1950s.
We were in school, the first bomb they set off. They had us come outside, and they set off the bomb. And we saw the flash, and then the mushroom cloud shot, of course, up. And then I watched the red, fiery clouds come over us, right over the mountain. Is about 45 miles from us. We had a brown mare that was had been on our ranch all of her life. We raised her. After one of these shots that they made out on the test site, she developed white spots on her back and down on her back legs. And so we had a federal official come in and look at her, and he told us that it was the type of breed, a horse, that it was. And we thought that was really funny, but we should have been really concerned.
He says that experience left him mistrustful of government. But Vaughn Higby needs the government. He raises 300 head of cattle in a region that was always dry and has now seen 7 years of drought. He depends on federal land for his cattle to graze, and he will not forgive the Clinton administration for raising his fees. Also, with a local clinic closing down, Higby will soon be 55 miles from the nearest doctor. So, the rancher's reasoning goes, accept Yucca Mountain as inevitable, the price of being a state with few representatives in Congress, much federally owned land, and still relatively few people, and get something in exchange.
Even though we're not anxious to have it here close to us, I really believe that Nevada just needs to go ahead and deal and get the best deal they possibly can, hospitals, roads, and the best protection to make sure that the federal government does protect us.
Sit down, bargain, get the best deal you possibly can for Nevada.
Right. That's my opinion.
Andy, you agree with that?
I do agree with that, and I think our congressional delegation and some of the mayors and people that have been fighting it need to set back and take a look at the reality of the situation, and we need to be in line as a state to benefit from it.
While rural Nevadans may be resigned to Yucca Mountain or even welcome the prospect of jobs and federal aid, the cattlemen's county, Lincoln County, has a population of about 4,500. It may be the size of an entire eastern state, but that's fewer people than there are rooms in one of the big hotels on the Strip in Las Vegas. A couple of weeks ago, more than 100 Nevadans gathered at a storefront in Las Vegas. As many as could fit took shelter from a rare afternoon drizzle under a tent erected for the opening of state campaign headquarters for Bush Cheney.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us on such a glorious afternoon.
Las Vegas is where the voters are, new and otherwise. But State Republican Executive Director Chris Carr says every vote counts, even in sparsely populated cattle country. His party leads in early polls that match George Bush against John Kerry in Nevada. 2 years ago, the GOP swept Nevada's statewide offices.
The voter registration earned toward the Republican majority in 2002. And in 2 years, of course, we've experienced a lot of growth every month. There's 5,000 people that move here. We still have over 10,000 lead over the Democrats in voter registration.
Chris Carr says Election Day in Nevada will be especially interesting because it will last 2 weeks.
Here in Nevada, we have early voting, which goes on for 14 days, 2 weeks just before Election Day. We're doing our Get Out the Vote effort for 17 days, everything from door to door every day during that time period to phone calls. And we saw in 2002 where almost 50% of the voters voted either between absentee voting and early voting. So in every election cycle, that number tends to increase.
That means that some things that used to be considered absolutely vital and decisive aren't so decisive anymore. The advertising push in late October, the existence of an October surprise, which everyone always talks about. If half the people are voting by the middle of October, that changes the game quite a bit.
Absolutely.
It also means that Get Out the Vote efforts by GOP activists and by Democrats with their many union supporters will be paramount. A state that is changing so rapidly with some powerful local issues like grazing rights and nuclear waste is a state where the outcome is unpredictable, which seems fitting. After all, anticipating unpredictable outcomes is the stuff of the Vegas casino floors, and they are so popular they have made Nevada the fastest growing state in the country.
You can find pictures of some of the people in this story at npr.org.